Hi, everybody. Welcome back to This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here, assisted by small business advocate Chris Holman. Well, Chris, let's talk about what happens when small business owners come around to selling the business. And we talk, we've noted, of course, in this episode or this show today that business has been booming for a lot of entrepreneurs across the state. And if they are baby boomers, they're of the age that they want to cash out their business, which in many cases they're, their primary, business asset. What do you do in terms of deciding what to do with the money? Sometimes it's a financial windfall. What do you hear from entrepreneurs? Do they buy another business? Do they buy a sailboat and roam around the Caribbean? Or what happens with the money that people get from selling their business? How do you handle this financial windfall?
I have to tell you, my answer is all of the above, because I do know those who came into a business. Matter of fact, I know one guy who came into a business and their charge with him was, don't work in the business, work on the business. We want you to get us to a certain stage where we can sell at X times earnings, right? And so that was specifically what he did. He got the figures to where they were doing that, and then they had a huge sale, and none of them ever have to work again. And he literally was floating around the Caribbean on his new schooner for several years, right? And he could be there for all I know. But that is one way. I think the best thing you can do when you get positioned for this and you're serious about it is get with your tax attorney. And if you don't have one, get one who really knows what they're doing, and kind of see how to posture it. Because there's even things as what seem insignificant between a stock sale and an asset sale. And they're accounted for very differently on your tax return, right? And so you've got to go find out about all those things that affect it. And your tax attorney will work out the formula that says, look, you don't want this windfall. You're going to pay 40% of it to the government because you only have this many things that will shelter you from that tax rate. And so you may want to do this, that, and the other thing, and you may want to make a pretty good donation to a nonprofit, or you may want to start a foundation and pour some of it in there. You won't get as much total money, but you'll get a bigger percentage of, and you'll have these tax write-offs for doing benevolence. And so you do a lot of people good. I mean, there's just a million ways to look at these deals and how you deal with that cash. And then there are other people who will put the money in a trust, or they'll put it in an irrevocable living trust. And there's a number of ways you can handle this stuff, and how you move the assets to your offspring, if that's one of your things, because you can do it within certain constraints on an annual basis. But my advice is, it's like Covey said, begin with the end in mind. So if you're starting a business that you're going to get to sale to have a big payday, or if you're in a business and say, I just like to take this to a big payday, then you should start planning that day. If this succeeds, what the heck do we do with it? And what should we start doing now to make sure we get there, right? So there's a lot of research and a lot of science to it. Get a professional involved. Then you even go back and like valuing. There's like 856 different ways to value your company. There's a few rules of thumb. And I always say, get a professional in, have them value it, maybe get a second one in. If they're not too expensive, have them value it and say, okay, so this is a reasonable starting place, something in between the two. And don't think that that's the end result, because I just the other day, a good friend of mine is selling their business, and they called me the other day and said, look, we're down to three final bidders. We finally went with this one, but we said we have to do it this way with these circumstances. And so we made another $1 million on the way out the door. So, you got to have those ducks in order, so you know what you have, you know what value it is. More importantly, know what the value is to the buyer, because no matter what your evaluations are, nobody's going to set your price on the business except the buyer. Your business is worth what someone will pay for it.
Well, Chris, so we could probably, this next question, we could probably do a whole show about this, but I've encountered small business owners who were so successful that when they sold, they had multi-generational wealth.
Yeah.
Stuff that took care of not only them, but their kids and grandkids. And I suspect that is a whole challenge as well, deciding, you know, what are your values, and do you really want to provide this much wealth to your descendants?
Yeah, and you know, that's an individual decision, obviously. I've never seen good come from so much wealth that you could just not do anything for two generations, because then what happens is all of a sudden generation 3, 4, or 5 or whatever it is goes, oh my God, we got to go work. What is work again? You know, and you just don't turn those things around. It's the same problem you have coming out of a cycle of poverty. So just make sure that whoever is the benefactor of all this wealth, they understand how it was accumulated and its true value and the things they should do with it.
Great wisdom and insights, as always, from small business advocate Chris Holman, my co-host here on This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Chris, as always, great time talking to you.
Michael, always good to be with you, and of course, all of you out there as well. And from all of us here, have a prosperous day.
This is Michael Rogers, looking forward to visiting with all of you again next time.